When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, let's land here for a minute.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What was it called?
The Rich Eisen Show.
It's your boy.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Who the hell is Ken Francis?
Lamar said, stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me. Two crying laughing emojis.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, ESPN NFL analyst Louis Riddick. Eagles cornerback James Bradberry. Still to come, Florida Atlantic head coach Dusty May. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours when we talked with Louis Riddick about the latest in the Lamar Jackson saga, which you can now call it, in Baltimore, him tweeting out today that he asked for a trade from the team on the second day of this month. And here we are in the final week of March. We talked with Louis Riddick about Lamar Jackson and also chatted with James Bradberry of the Philadelphia Eagles, not just about the Super Bowl that ended with a holding penalty on him that we all remember. We're wondering if that flag should have been thrown in perfect timing for him to appear on this program the day after Creighton and San Diego State, an Elite Eight game, ends with a foul being called with 1.2 seconds left. So
I was surprised they put that much time back on the clock.
Well, I mean, they must have used a stopwatch to figure that out, because they used a stopwatch to figure out the game it ended, and I don't understand how officiating should stay the same throughout an entire game. Yeah. But for the last 1.2 seconds, we'll bust out a hand timer to supersede the clock on a wall. At any rate, San Diego State is through, and their next opponent is Florida Atlantic University. It's Miami coming back from a huge second half deficit to Texas, which was the highest remaining seed at second overall. They cut down the nets for the first time in school history to make the Final Four in the Midwest, and then in Las Vegas, Nevada, UConn advances. 2-5 seeds taking on, respectively, a 4-9 seed. It is unprecedented. We have not seen a one seed eliminated by the Elite Eight ever. They started seeding in 1979. It's the first time since 79 there's no one seeds in the Elite Eight. First time since 1979 that no seed better than four is in the Final Four. It's only the fifth time since 1979 a team makes the Final Four, beating a 1, 2, and 4 seed in the process, and that's what Miami's done. And, of course, Florida Atlantic comes into this tournament with zero all-time NCAA tournament wins. They now have four in a row. The ninth seed team, Florida Atlantic, can take on the University of Miami in an A1A national championship game. But, of course, that would mean UConn, which I think has been playing maybe the best out of all of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you say that?
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
And then there's San Diego State, which plays some top-notch defense. So that's the Final Four all set. And Dusty May, the head coach of Florida Atlantic University, who is a student manager once upon a time back at Indiana in 96 to 2000. He was there for Bob Knight's final season there. He's just he's a fifth-year coach. First nine seed to make the Final Four since Wichita State in 2013. He'll join us in about 16 minutes' time. Ben in Mississippi has been hanging on for 2 hours plus. Always great to chat with our friend from Mississippi. What's up, Ben?
Richie, Rich, and crew. How are things?
How you been? What's up? What's going on?
So, some of my best and worst ideas come at night, and we're going to determine what column this goes in.
All right.
In this moment.
All right.
So I was thinking about the redheaded stepchild, which is the New York Jets, right?
Oh, boy.
And something I have not heard yet, and if you talked about it, forgive me, humor me, as you will. We know that particularly sports deadlines is a deadline-driven business. So let me throw this out there to you. If you're the New York Jets, right now, of course, you don't have to do anything regarding Aaron Rodgers. You don't have to make any sudden moves. You don't have to make any real big demands. But at what point, if you're the New York Jets, do you just tell the Packers, you know what? Fine, keep them. You keep them. Let them be your problem. Let them be your issue.
Yeah.
And here's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
For the most part, we think the clock is already expired on Zach Wilson, at least for the Jets as the starting quarterback. What's stopping the New York Jets from, I don't know, packaging a couple of picks? Just deciding to move up in this.
Oh, gosh. No. Ben, I don't know what time of night.
I got to stop you.
I don't know what time of night you thought about this. Let's place this in a terrible idea column, an absolutely terrible idea column. Because at what point do they tell the Green Bay Packers that they're out on Rodgers? Training camp. That's their deadline. If I don't get Aaron Rodgers on the first day of training camp, we are out and we're going to go with our plan, and it's Zach Wilson. That's it. And what they should do is sign some veteran that's still on the street and thanks for the call, Ben. They should sign some veteran that's still on the street and go with Zach Wilson and tell the fan base, we tried. And tell the Packers, we're out. See ya. I don't think it's going to get that far because guess what? Aaron Rodgers is going to be a New York Jet. It's going to happen. We just don't know the when. And so that was the conundrum for Robert Saleh, as he sat down in the chair. At least he was better. His situation's better than John Harbaugh's because, one, he didn't have Aaron Rodgers tweet out, I'm out, going to the Jets. My intentions have changed the minute he sat down in the chair, in the same way Lamar Jackson hit send out a tweet saying, oh, by the way, I've been asking for a trade from the Ravens for 3 weeks by now, as John Harbaugh hit the chair today. And there's also Saleh's out, which is like, I can't talk about somebody who's on another team. And he knows what I know. And the rest of planet Earth, anybody who strolls the planet, who's interested in this subject matter, who practices what we call in the world of science, photosynthesis, tough to say, but I'll say it, where you breathe in the oxygen that trees and plants emit, and you exhale carbon dioxide that plants and trees take in. And that's how we have the cycle of life. All of us who know that, any human being knows the Packers are not going to have Rodgers on their team to start the season. Here's Robert Saleh today when asked about this situation.
To be honest, I got nothing on that one, guys. That's the obviously, he's still with another team, so I'm just not going to talk about it.
Did you think you had your quarterback thing resolved at this point?
You'd always like to. Yeah. Takes two to tango, so it's just it's a process. We respect the process, and whenever it gets done, it'll get done. If there's great rapport with the coordinator, there's really there's no urgency. You know, the quarterback is good. If he understands the system, if the quarterback knows it, it's just a matter of just refining skills and doing all that stuff. But you know, so there's no hurry on our end.
No, there's not. No hurry on our end. Robert Saleh, you know what he's got the look of? He's got the look of a man who knows.
He ain't got no worries.
He's got the beard going.
Oh, yeah. He knows. He knows the guy's coming. He looked him in the eye, crossed the table at Lucky's Restaurant in Malibu, and said, would you pass those rolls? Probably not that. Would you pass the asparagus?
Shrimp cocktail.
Pardon me. Do you have any grape?
Would you mind passing for me?
I see what you did.
This fall, check this box. He's checked the box.
What's in the box?
He's sitting there as Breer looks and lurks behind his shoulder.
Albert, what are you doing?
What are you looking at, Albert? What has he got, the Michigan game plan for this fall? You're trying to check it out? Lurking over Saleh's shoulder in the same way the Michigan football program lurks over his?
He is lurking.
Yeah, he's lurking.
Coffee in his hand. Like, what?
Breer's a lurker. What's he looking at? See if it's Rogers texts in.
Albert.
I didn't even
talk about how great the program is and how
so
you know what, we've come far enough that Rogers says yes. I felt the same way when Brian Gumbel said yes to work in Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. He would never have come to do that job if the network hadn't already laid the groundwork of being a real network. We were very proud of that. Same way the Jets have laid the groundwork. Of course Aaron Rodgers is going to say, that's a great off-ramp to my Packers conundrum. I'll go there. He's coming. And I understand he's still not the quarterback of the New York Jets yet, and we have a great graphic for that sort of thing. Sorry, folks. Still not on the Jets. Aaron Rodgers still not on the Jets.
Wally World.
Sorry, folks.
Yes, that's the family vacation, John Candy. We may have to get to the...
All kinds of cotton.
No, we may have to get to the Blues Brothers, John Candy. Three orange whips. You know what they are? Lazard, Wilson, and Odell. That will be the three orange whips.
You're getting ahead of
three
yourself.
Green whips. Oh, you know what? I'm feeling it. Sala looks like the guy who knows Rodgers is coming. It'll get done when it gets done. We have no rush. What's the rush? Because great, you know what, Green Bay, you want to hold us up? You want to hold Rodgers up? We'll just use those picks this year. And then we'll give you the picks when you ask for them, when you need us to take Rodgers off your hands. Leverage my ass. Oh, baby.
Gotta love it.
And then there's your coach.
This guy.
Belichick had a press conference today.
Yeah, he was sitting there talking.
Huh?
He was talking.
What do you mean he was sitting there talking?
He was sitting there. Guys were asking him questions. Not much answers.
Ladies were asking questions?
Not many answers.
Men and women asking questions. Coach answering. Cool. I don't even know what the setup is. Is there a setup for this? Oh, quarterbacks. Your quarterback? You got Mac? And I cannot wait, as I said, week six this year, when Bailey Zappi gets the red jacket going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. They were already chanting his name last year.
Zappi.
They were chanting Zappi. For him.
Mac Jones was hurt. He was injured.
And he also had coaches who weren't doing him well, right? And you got Bill O'Brien.
Terrible coaches.
This is what I meant when I said welcome to the rest of us when Brady left. So he was asked about, I think, Lamar also today.
Yeah.
We haven't had one of these in a long time. Yeah. Time for the Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Well, we prefer to win.
Fair to say that both Mac and Bailey Zappi will be competing for the starting job over the summer, or is it Mac's job?
Yeah, well, everybody get a chance to play. We'll play the best players.
So it's still kind of a competition.
Everybody will get a chance to play.
Bill, do you envision a scenario where the Patriots would pursue Lamar Jackson, who's been assigned the franchise tag, but the non-exclusive tag by the Ravens?
Yeah, Mike, I'm not going to talk about players on any other team.
Okay. He's a free agent, so I didn't know if that was...
Thank you, Mike Reese, continuing to do the Lord's work for New England fans.
That sounds kind of crazy.
So now this just, you know, this gives fuel to the fire. If it's not Mac's job, he wouldn't name him the starter. That there's a competition. Hey, man.
He was asked about Bill O'Brien, too. Like, what, you know, why'd you bring in Bill O'Brien?
Right.
Like, I just thought it was the best for the team.
Of course it was best for the team. Hey, let me tell you something. Let's not forget. Once upon a time, there was a set starter in New England. His name was Drew Bledsoe. And once upon a time,
$100 million
they paid him a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Took him to a Super Bowl.
Sure did.
And once upon a time, he got hurt. And in came a life-changing talent. Maybe it's Bailey Zappi. Or maybe it is. If we could smash cut to the 2000 annual meeting and Belichick sitting there, and he's asked about Bledsoe, and he's asked about his new quarterback we drafted the year before.
In the sixth round?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, and you roll your eyes. Maybe he's seeing something in Zappy you don't, Chris. Maybe your new coordinator, Bill O'Brien, will unlock the Zappiness.
Have your fun.
I'm not having my fun. I'm pointing out to you that you never know. You've been water skiing behind the you never know yacht. You've been water skiing behind that yacht. You don't know.
Oh. Welcome to the rest of us.
Welcome to the party, pal.
No, because I'll always have a gold seat at the party.
Okay. What's that? What's the gold seat?
Because I got six.
Okay.
Yeah, I have five, and guess what? So. They don't care anymore. You had a couple years go by without winning.
Well, I got one coming.
In what?
Huh?
In what?
I got one coming.
In what?
In my next guest, Dusty May, Florida Atlantic head coach.
Dusty May what?
She talk about you never know. FAU could be the Bailey Zappi of men's basketball.
What does that even mean?
You never know. Three words.
I tried to bring that up with Mike White, and you didn't like that.
I know.
I did bring that. You did bring it up to me.
Yeah, and then you got angry at me. Like, because
I didn't think it was coming from a good place in the same way what I'm saying right now clearly is.
Obviously.
All right, let's take a break. Be on time for Dusty May, Florida Atlantic head coach, getting set to take on San Diego State for the right to play for the national championship.
The Whales.
Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio network, alongside our Roku channel live stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Last time we saw a 9 seed reach the Final Four, Wichita State in 2013. Only 3 9 seeds have ever reached the Final Four since seeding began in 1979. And they are one of those three. And the first Conference USC team, USA team to reach the Final Four since Memphis in 2008. I'm talking about Florida Atlantic and the head coach of the Owls joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh off of making the Final Four, Dusty May. Good to speak with you, Coach. Congrats on the run you're on.
It's great to be on, Rich. Thank you.
Thanks for joining. What's going through your mind right now?
Well, logistically, we just have a lot going on. So we're sorting through the media and all that. It's uncharted waters for us. So just trying to figure out logistically what to do next and then turn our page back to San Diego State.
Well, I appreciate you throwing us into the media hopper as well.
You guys are at the top of the list.
I appreciate you saying that. Forget about logistics and all that business. But for you personally, what's going through your brain right now, Coach?
The way I'm wired, it's always on to the next. The security or whatever, I'm always thinking of the future. I'm always in the moment, but I'm never thinking about the moment. So as long as we have another game, I can't think about or really dwell on what we've done. Now, when we landed yesterday late evening, I looked at my wife and said, are we really playing in the Final Four of Houston on Saturday? So about once a day, I'll throw that out to a staff member. Have we really won 15 straight games? Is this right? And then we laugh, and then we move on to the plan of practice or going to weight room or whatever the case. So it's just the way that it seems like we're all kind of wired like that, where you don't see a lot of celebrating amongst ourselves. We expect to do great things, and we have high standards. So I think that those things have all contributed to us kind of staying even keeled.
But I also know, you know, I've been around coaches for a long time, Dusty, and I also just know coaches who are married. It's a partnership. And it's a long journey that you know, if you have a spouse, a partner go along with you, that this is just as big for the spouse and partner as well. We've just met. I don't know how long you've been with your wife, but this must be mind blowing for her as well. Coach.
Well, Rich, not to get off track, but she was my girlfriend in fourth grade. We dated off and on all through junior high, through high school. And so, yeah, we've been best friends since elementary school. And I moved her all over the country, uprooted our family time and time again to chase this dream. So it's kind of like watching your players cut down the net because you know what all they put into it.
Yep.
I'm not excited. I'm just elated to see them going through this together. And that was the best part of it for me personally, was just seeing my wife and three sons just embracing this moment because they're the ones that have had to endure the hardest parts.
Well, for me, this is not off track. This is completely on track. How old are your children? How old are the
21,
kids?
21, 19, and 17.
Dude. Ooh. Okay, so you've been in this fight for a while.
Yes.
We've been in this.
I was living in L.A. working at USC under Henry Bibby when my wife got pregnant, and then they multiplied. So, yeah, we were young parents trying to figure it out, and I think my oldest son was seven when he'd lived in six states. So
wow.
The life of a coach.
It is the life of a coach. Why'd you get on this path to begin with? Coach.
I always wanted to be a high school basketball coach. I played Division II 1 year and ran cross country and decided I wanted to be a coach. So I went and volunteered as a student manager at IU under Bobby Knight because I thought I would be able to get a varsity coaching position in the state of Indiana out of college. That was my goal. That's what I was chasing. And after I was there a year or two, one of the assistant coaches asked me, are you going to coach? And I said, yes. And he said, college or high school? And I said, huh? I can coach college, me? I have no connections to the game. Nothing but a strong work ethic and a love of the game. And he said, yeah. And so he rattled off what some of the other guys were doing at that time, what Lawrence Frank was doing, guys like that. Mm-hmm. So I immediately changed my major from education to history and went from shadowing teachers to skipping class and taking the assistant coaches on recruiting trips, coaching AAU in the summer and chasing this dream.
What a story, Dusty May. I'm assuming Bob Knight didn't interview you personally for the student manager job, right? Somebody else did that.
But I had a personal connection with the team doctor, Dr. Larry Rink, who is also one of Coach Knight's best friends. So I had an in, and Dr. Rink was telling me that I would have a position. And so it was known that as long as I interviewed well with the group, with Tim Garl, who's his trainer, who did everything for him, then I would be fine. So I was confident I was going to have a spot.
Not to go all Caddyshack on you here, but is it a true story you mowed the lawn of that doctor? Is that the true story, Coach?
His old friend from the Navy, they served together in the Navy.
Yeah.
That's who I worked for, and I did all of his land. His name's Dave Rutherford, and he's actually just relocated to Boca and follows our team religiously. But I cut his grass. I took care of his pool. I did his landscaping. I did everything you could imagine that he needed done. I did it. And then Dr. Rink at times would need extra work done around his house. So Dave would say, hey, Dusty does great work. So Dr. Rink would hire me for this or that. And so I knew him, and he would go to our games, and I think he appreciated the way I played and how much the passion and the energy I tried to carry myself with. And he just he thought me going to work for Coach Knight would be great for my career because he knew I wanted to coach. So it's all true.
So and before we hit the here and now then, and I know this is a dicey question because we're on live radio and television right now. Do you remember the first interaction you had with Bob Knight when he first saw you, looked at you, and you're just strolling around as a student manager? Can you tell that story,
Coach? I don't remember the first time I saw Coach Knight. I remember the first time I walked into Assembly Hall on the court, mm-hmm. and I still have goosebumps thinking about that moment, being a small-town Indiana kid, and Indiana basketball, to me and our family in our area, was the pinnacle. That was it. I mean, that was basketball, so... I just remember the first time I saw him just thinking how enormous and intimidating he was and is. And so, you know, I don't remember the first time, but I do remember that's what I was thinking the first time I saw him.
Dusty May, Florida Atlantic University head coach here on the Rich Eisen Show after making the Final Four. First time this team's ever won a game in a tournament, this program, and they've won four in a row. Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show. So, again, you think of a Conference USA team that's, you know, and I understand you're moving conferences, but, you know, ninth seed. You think, you know, maybe they've got one terrific player and a bunch of role players that are scrappy and pulling together, but your team is really deep and really talented and really tough and can absolutely win this thing. How does one build a program at Florida Atlantic? I know that's a large macro question, but walk me through how you've built this thing, Coach May.
Well, in year one, when I took the job 5 years ago, we ended up through that spring with 10 open scholarships. And I think we had 7 official visits that weren't used already, and we had 0 recruiting days to leave campus. We borrowed 2 days from the following year. The NCAA let us borrow 2 days from the next season so I could go watch some local players. Mike Forrest, who's been with us for 5 years, was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. We ended up piecing together a really good team in year one with the 10 signees and then 3 holdovers that we really liked and became close with. And so we had a good team and then had 3 starters go down with season-ending injuries at one point over the first 2 months after we started out maybe 9-3. We won at Illinois. We won at UCF the year Taco Fall was there, and they almost beat Duke in the tournament. So we had a good team in year one, but because it was a few grad transfers and whatnot, we had to basically rebuild in year two after we had ended up with a solid year one because of the transfers. And then we have this group of 4 players that came in during the COVID year. Nick Boyd, Elijah Martin, John L. Davis, and Giancarlo Rosato. Mm-hmm. And they're as close of a group as I've ever. These guys are truly family. If you said they're cousins or brothers by blood, I would believe you. And they all work incredibly hard. They're all extremely intelligent. So they brought all the winning intangibles to our group. And now those guys are the core, the foundation, the leaders of our team. So as they've gotten older and got better as players and improved, now because of their leadership and they're really good players, they've really taken over our locker room. And then all the other guys are just like them, where they're great people that can hold each other accountable. They're self-aware. So we just have a really nice winning mix.
And, you know, I read as well, Coach, that your team emerged after the Sweet 16 victory to celebrate with family members in the stands at Madison Square Garden, and security members were saying that this is not allowable. Did that really happen after you guys won your Sweet 16 contest, Coach?
It did. And Rich, our circles are pretty tight. This is all new to us, and by nature I'm very private. My family, we keep to ourselves, we're homebodies. We appreciated the anonymity of living in Boca, where you see NBA players, you see movie stars. I mean, you might see Oprah down the street. Who knows? So we enjoyed that, and now that's all gone. So that's been the only downside of this run. But, yeah, our players wanted to go in the stands and celebrate with their friends and family, the ones that were here with us,
right,
when things weren't so sunny.
And then, of course, you know, your anonymity is also gone as a real-deal program here. Is it true that your players are currently being recruited by other schools during your tournament run to say essentially what? You should come to us once you're done with this Cinderella story? Is that basically what's happening, Coach?
Rich, that's not a story. That's the culture of our game right now, and I'm not accusing any other schools, but there's a lot of third parties. There's other people that have a lot to gain by getting kids to switch schools, mm-hmm. and it's no one's fault. It's part of the climate, and I'm not complaining about it. It was a question where, without a doubt, there's probably players on every single roster being at least minimally recruited, and let's say we're the Twitter generation. Our players are being subtweeted at all the time, as players are at every school. If a player's at a big time school and he's not playing, then people are putting out feelers to him. Well, it's different at our level, where those feelers are sometimes made up numbers or made up this by third parties trying to get them into this portal and then orchestrate where they get next. So it's not something that's rare. It's not talked about. I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
It is what it is, and we love our guys, and it's our job to provide the best environment for them long term. And if they trust that and believe it, then they'll stay. If not, then we'll support them in what they do next.
Well, I mean, one way to show everybody, certainly within your own program, is to win this damn thing. Just go to Houston and win two more. Seriously, right?
Why not? I can't see any reason why we shouldn't. That shouldn't be our expectation.
Right, and you're going there. And one other thing, too, I must assume, and I know what that might mean, Coach Dusty May, Florida Atlantic, here on the Rich Eisen Show, is, you know, clearly a Final Four is a big stage, and there'll be a big run-up to it. But cutting down nets in Madison Square Garden is what one would call a pinnacle. I mean, that is, and I know there's more to climb, but that might help your kids not be phased about what's coming. I mean, this is Madison Square Garden you cut down a net in. Coach, that's pretty amazing.
I can't imagine our guys being fazed by anything once the ball's tipped. They love to compete. They love to play basketball, and they really trust and believe in each other. So it gives us a lot of confidence when we go into these environments that we don't have to be our best every night, because it's not as if we have one leading scorer and we're relying on him to carry us. We have any one of about 9 different guys that can lead us in scoring on any given night.
And last couple for you here, Dusty May of Florida Atlantic here on the Rich Eisen Show. I did see Coach Tang of Kansas State come into your locker room and give a message to your kids to say, essentially, attaboy, keep going. Do you know Coach Tang? Is it the first interaction you've had with him? Or were you surprised that he came in? What's your take on that, Coach?
I wasn't surprised. I've seen that a lot. I've seen Coach K do that to locker rooms before. Mm-hmm. One of my mentors, Mike Davis, did that to our team earlier this year, and he gave our guys confidence. We say he believed in us before we believed in us. He told our guys in November, Mike Davis used to coach at Indiana to play for a national championship game. He's a coach at Detroit Mercy. We played them early in the season, and after we played them, he came in the locker room and told our players he felt like we had a Final Four team, that he hadn't seen a group of guys play how we played in a long time, and we'll be one of about 5 true, true teams where no one cares about the credit, the spotlight, that they're just playing for all the right reasons. He felt like at that time we were probably one of 5 true teams in all of college basketball, and if we didn't change, if we didn't let outside voices and influences get in our locker room, then we'd have a chance to play in the Final Four. And our players are looking at me saying, Coach, who are you bringing in here to talk to us? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So we laugh now and say he saw it in us way before we saw it in us.
Amazing. All right, Coach, I appreciate the time. And last one for you before I let you hit the road. I'm sorry. I know this is completely off the radar, but you're the one who mentioned it, and this has nothing to do with basketball. Oprah? She's what was that? You said Oprah? You sometimes see Oprah around town?
No, she has a house in Palm Beach County. We obviously have slides that we show to recruits where Michael Jordan and mm-hmm. Bill Gates and mm-hmm. Oprah, they all have a house in our county.
Uh-huh.
But yet you never know who you're going to bump into in Palm Beach County.
Okay. So, I mean, can we invite her to Houston? You want to put tickets out there? I mean, wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome. She would definitely get the red carpet if she wore an Al shirt.
Or she could be, I don't know if you heard before we let you on, we have somebody whose nickname of their bracket is called Crazed Owls, who chose Florida Atlantic to win it all, could win our Rich Eisen Show tournament pool. Could be her. Could be her.
Wow.
You never know.
That's a regular fan that picked us.
It could be that, or it could be Oprah. Either way, I'm going to update you on that, and you update me on your doings. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Thanks,
Rich.
Thanks for the time, Coach. Congrats on the run so far, and I look forward to chatting with you again.
Definitely. I appreciate it.
You got it. That's Dusty May, head basketball coach, Florida Atlantic University. What a story.
Wow.
Mooch once told me he moved 18 times. as a coach? That's why I hug Gail the most whenever I see the Mariucci's, his wife. He's no joke.
Because Mooch wasn't playing in the moving trucks and doing the packing. It was Gail who was
And he looks those. Young. You'd think, okay, his kids I thought were going to be 8, 5, and 2.
21.
No. Like grown children.
What do you say, 21, 17? 17
and do you say, yeah.
I thought it was 21, 19, 17.
Yeah, 21, 19, 17. Years,
bang, bang, bang.
And then the fact that he didn't think he could even be a college coach until he was told. Like,
by the way, he's definitely, I don't like having a guest on, having a terrific conversation, and then accusing said guest once they hang up the phone of not being completely forthright. There's no question he remembers the first interaction with Bob Knight, and it had to be him, Bob, just giving this young student.
He probably didn't want to besmirch him.
This young student manager an earful of something.
Yeah. The balls were rolled out
or
right.
Or just busting his stones. Yeah. Had to have been.
He had to be so intimidated.
But I did read that. The doctor who was connected to the program, he mowed his lawn. It's like he was the Judge Smales of, he was the Danny Noonan.
Noonan.
Mowing the lawn of the Judge Smales of the Indiana basketball program.
He got more than a quarter.
Danny, right? This is Chuck Schick.
Can you give him a quarter?
He'll be.
Well, he's currently serving a fresca to the rest of the NCAA tournament.
Ayo.
Taking on San Diego State for the right to take on the winner of Miami and UConn. I'm not even looking at that bracket anymore.
not even our redo of the Sweet 16.
That's true.
I may have gone 0 for 8. There's a good chance. I stopped looking after I went 0 for 4.
Where this has changed. I mean, the tournament's apparently, totally up for grabs.
Apparently on ESPN, there are 20 million entries.
Yes, sir.
37 got this Final Four right.
What? I'm surprised there's even that large a number.
Right.
37 choosing Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn. Come on.
There were people picking, all right, what's the least likely matchups to happen?
Because even if you're a Florida Atlantic fan, you're not choosing San Diego State as your opponent.
No.
And even if you are a diehard Hurricane, what are you looking and saying it's UConn? Or you're a diehard Husky, right? Nah, you're saying UConn, by the way, Dan Hurley's just terrific. Dan Hurley looks like half the people I grew up with. Okay. And so even if you're a diehard Husky, you're saying, okay, Miami's going to get to its first ever Final Four. And on the way, they're going to beat Houston. They're going to beat Indiana and they're going to beat Texas. They're going to beat 1, 2, and 4, which is again, only happened 4 previous times than this bracket. This term. To salud.
One of those 37 people, the voice of the Rich Eisen Show, Chaz, our open.
Are you serious? Hold on a second.
Seton's wife.
Hold.
That's according to Paul Pabst.
A second. Did he tweet that out?
He did tweet it out.
One of the 37 who got this Final Four right. Do you have Jay Felly, the Rich Eisen Show? This is Rich Eisen Show drop. This is one of the people, one of the 37.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Is Chaz.
Her.
Well, we may have to get her on as a guest. Are you serious?
It's
fantastic.
Polly tweeted that out this morning.
Wow.
Wild.
I feel like this is like Kevin Bacon. I'm close to greatness.
I know, right? And apparently Jim Boeheim is winning their celebrity division. Ugh. I'm sure he's complaining about it.
This guy.
I'm sure he complained the whole time.
You're getting that way about Belichick. I don't like it.
You're getting answer a question.
You're getting that way about Belichick. Belichick today.
I mean, I said he should have retired.
When asked about basically what should Patriots fans be thinking about everything going on.
He said the last 25 years.
Right. That's what people should rely on now.
Bill, we're looking at the future.
You know what? I want to talk about this a little bit more. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the show. Fun week we've got in store as well. Don't go anywhere. We are back to wrap up this program on a very busy Monday in a moment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show in Los Angeles, California, Monster.com is there to help you win your job hunt. If you are looking for a gig, search no further than Monster.com. Make sure you upload your resume there today, because once you do that, you might not even know you're already being recruited, because there are employers on this site as well, because they know that Monster.com knows how to fit them up with you and how to fit you with your best job fit. It works both ways. Millions of job openings, great coaching and career advice for you. They specialize in building the right team for employers. You can be recruited again once you post your resume, because they can recruit you before they even post their jobs. When you get the position, when Monster.com salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. It's all good in the hood of Monster.com. Go there and win your job hunt today. Monster.com. You know who's on the clock for tomorrow, wherever he is right now? If I'm there, I'm like, Coach, I know you know how to handle the media, but let's run through it. Matt LaFleur, wherever he is, he's got a breakfast table waiting for him tomorrow. Coach, who's your quarterback? Coach, what if you don't trade him? Can he come back to your team? Are you fine with Aaron Rodgers coming back to your team? Coach, why do you think Jordan Love is ready? Coach, what happened where Rodgers doesn't maybe feel welcome there anymore? Coach, oh my goodness. I just asked you five. I just came up with five off the top of my head.
Well done. Just text Albert real quick.
Coach, when's it going to happen? So you can lurk? He's a lurker.
Lurk and then ask.
Lurk and Albert Breer. Coach, when do you think it might happen? Coach, what if he's still there in training camp? Oh, my gosh. Coach, what do you know from Brian Gutekunst?
What have you been
Where
told?
Where is he? Where is he? Where is he in the hallways?
Where's Goody?
Don't the GM sit down, too?
Oh, the GM picture got posted as well.
Oh, really?
They're all there.
Do we have the coaching picture yet? Okay, now hold on a second before you put it up.
It's glorious.
This is my favorite. Look, I've been going. I haven't gone to owners' meetings in a while. But, you know, we used to do full-on NFL total accesses from there at NFL Network. And right now I'm seeing my colleagues, Andrew Siciliano and Judy Batista and Tom Pelissero sitting there in the beautiful Valley of the Sun. They're on the air live, sitting there in director's chairs. We used to have a huge set and everything. We used to have the whole big. And my favorite part of this is the annual coaches photos, where all the coaches get together. And I'm, as you know, I'm always into who's standing where and who's sitting where. Oh, as you know, with me and the NFL Network promo shots, who's got shoulder on the other, who's standing in the front row, whose elbow's in front of somebody else's shoulder. Very keen to this sort of thing. And then, of course, which coaches aren't bothered to show up at all.
Okay.
I've been told 29 of the 32 coaches felt compelled to give the NFL and give everybody what they want, which is sitting down for the photo. And one year, Andy Reid sat there in the middle. I want to know who's sitting there in the middle of the front row. That was the name of our fantasy team that year, because he was a man spread centerpiece. Yeah. That was the name of our fantasy
team. Do you want me to tell you who's not there, or do you want to see the picture?
I will guess Belichick didn't do it.
No, Belichick's there.
Vance, good for you, Bill.
Not there. Nick Sirianni, Frank Reich.
What's going on?
And Mike Vrabel.
Oh, could they all be at Anthony Richardson's pro day?
Bingo.
Seems likely. I don't
could
know why
Vrabel
I don't know why Sirianni would be there, but
I don't know. Or Sirianni, I don't know. He might have been doing something.
But anyway,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Those, okay.
Those three. Not
all there. Right.
Everybody else present.
Tell me they put Bill in the middle.
Just take a look.
Let's take a look. Here we go.
You know.
It's Reed again. Look at that.
And Bill.
Right
though,
next
right?
to Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, so Reed is flanked by Ron Rivera to his right and Bill to his left.
Yep.
And Bill and Andy Reid showing off the legs. They're wearing shorts. They don't care.
Sounds like a winner to me.
You're not getting a lot of rings.
All right, hold on. Keep this up there now. Hold on a minute.
There's some great ones.
D'Amico Ryans is top right, all the way to the right, standing to the right. He's
Doug
on the
Peterson.
Periphery there.
Right
look
behind
at
Mike McCarthy.
Look at Mike McCarthy just sitting there. Is that a sport coat that he's wearing?
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy is like pretty suited.
Right, because it's business, bro.
I like Dable.
Okay.
Look at Dable over there.
Dable, put some sunscreen on, bro. His head is so burnt.
Where is he? I can't see.
Top left.
Oh, my God. Tell me, that's not a bandana on his
head? No, it is sunburned.
Hold on a second. Are you serious?
It's really bad.
Yeah, it's red.
He's not going to be able to sleep.
Like, that is painful. I've had that happen before, obviously.
I think we're about to zoom in.
You forget to put the screen on?
Come on. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. He is sunburnt.
Oh, my God. And by the way, look two to your left.
I know, McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels is giving. Who's to McDaniels' left?
That's Arthur Smith
to his
Kyle.
Left. And Kyle Shanahan, he's given both
double shoulders.
He's standing in front of him. So it's like a third row to the photograph, thanks to Josh McDaniels. Arthur Smith standing there looking like, you know, but does Arthur Smith have a default look of like, I don't want to be here? Is that his default look?
Pretty much.
And this Kyle Shanahan, by the way, the quarter zip, is that a quarter zip on Dable? Dable with the glasses right there, he honestly looks like he's Buford T. Justice pulling you over. What is with the, put on a lid, coach.
Head is shining like a full moon.
Thank you, Eric Dickerson.
Too much time at the pool, not enough sunscreen.
All right, zoom out one more time. I want to see more of this stuff.
You know who's giving the shoulder? Sean Payton giving McVay the shoulder.
Oh, boy, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's that one?
Right next to Ron Rivera. Yeah, bottom right. Bottom left.
Oh, wait a minute. And also, Matt LaFleur is giving him. Come on, Sean. You got to lean forward. You got a ring.
Yeah, buddy.
Just like the guy to your left. All right. Who's the and so that's McDermott all the way at the end.
Yeah. McDermott looks like a high school history teacher.
Okay. What do you got there?
McDaniel just looks happy to be there.
McDaniel's just we're all paying rent in his world. All right.
I mean he's looking
there's
fresh
Sala.
Too.
By the way, Sala's lid is lighting up too. We sure this isn't just the photo the way
it
was taken.
It's not.
No, Sala's tan though.
Well, Sala's
Dable
got,
is
yeah,
red.
Yeah. Dable is
Josh
red.
McDaniel shiny. Looks like he's, you know. He's been working out. And there's Belichick and Andy Reid right in the middle.
Just shorts.
Damn near 500 wins next to each other. Well done.
Just shorts.
Good photo, everybody. I love breaking down this photo on Live
really
Rich Eisen Show
it's
every
really
year. This is such a pleasure. Why does this give me so much pleasure?
I don't know.
It's the only time you're ever going to see this in one picture.
Mike Tomlin can't smile. Can't be bothered.
Mike looks like he's looking into the sun. Like
Tomlin's like Belichick and Reed. Like, really? Again? We're doing this? Every year?
Never.
Nah, I love it. Look at the glasses and the jacket.
He looks sharp.
Right next to Todd Bowles.
Just like, what are we doing?
And again, I mean, there's Dan Campbell right there. That's totally on brand. And Arthur Smith, again. Really? He's like Larry David. Really? Gotta be here.
Because he's worth more than everyone else. Right.
That's how you know he does want to be there. Because Arthur
That's
Smith
right.
does not have to be doing
there.
This.
That's his default look. Yeah. Do I really need to be he's here? Like, because he doesn't have to ever.
We assume.
Well, I would hope.
All right. Thanks to Dusty May of Florida Atlantic and James Bradbury of the Eagles. We're having his former teammate Miles Sanders on tomorrow's program. And then also to Lewis Riddick. And then tomorrow it'll all be about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Whatever else Lamar's going to tweet out.